You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, continuing our conversation with legendary NFL football coach Wade Phillips, most recently of the Los Angeles Rams. And coach, I want to pick up the conversation by talking about your ability to get through to players. And I guess an example of the question, most recently, you were tasked with leading the defense in Los Angeles that had a few unique personalities on it with Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib. You had a lot of success with Talib in Denver as well as you were to win a Super Bowl. And this is just a couple of examples. How is it that you managed to continue to keep egos and personalities in check over the course of your career?
I have an advantage in that when I come in, they've heard of me, you know, and they have a positive feeling about it, you know. Whether I do or not, they think I know what I'm doing. So, you know, that does help. I mean, you know, they think, well, this guy, you know, they won here when he was there. They won there. You know, their defenses were really great. So he knows what he's doing. So they listen to what you're doing. I mean, what you're teaching. And they all want to win. And they all want to, you know, the great ones want to even be better. I mean, you know, the guys you talked about were great. And then we had Aaron Donald, who was amazing. I mean, he's Defensive Player of the Year 2 years in a row, and he still wants to get better all the time. So, I mean, you know, that helps you a lot, too, having great players that really try to even improve themselves.
You mentioned Aaron Donald. I got to ask you, what makes Aaron Donald so great? I mean, in my opinion, he's the greatest football player on planet Earth right now. What is it that makes Aaron Donald so special?
Yeah, I compare him. I had Reggie White. Reggie was a lot bigger, but the comparison is both of them were more powerful than the guys they played against, no matter who they played against. And Aaron's so much more powerful and so much he can generate speed. I don't know if it's kinetic energy or what kind of energy it is, but I know that he has such great speed and the power and strength to go with it that he overpowers people. And Reggie White was the same way when I had him. So, that's the only comparison I can give. And he's amazing, and he tries to get better all the time. That's the great thing about it. And a great person. Both those guys were great people. They had great pride in themselves, and they're great teammates. So that's my comparison.
I know you went to the Super Bowl 53 with the Rams, and when you look at the front line, I mean, Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh and Michael Brockers. Coach, have you had a more potent, more deadly defensive front in your coaching career as a defensive coordinator than that group right there going to Super Bowl 53?
Well, Super Bowl 50 now, that group was
special.
Marcus, yeah, with Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware coming off the edge, and you talk about Talib and Chris Harris and our cover people were, I mean, we shut down a pretty good Carolina Panther team that had been scoring 40 points a game in the playoffs, and we held them to 10 and basically scored two touchdowns on defense in the Super Bowl. So that team's hard to beat. Maybe not all up front, but the pass rush we had was tremendous.
Yeah, was that the greatest defensive performance from an individual we've seen in the Super Bowl with Von Miller in Super Bowl 50? I mean, it's a fair argument, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, they compared the game to the 85 Bears, and I agree with that. I mean, it was one of the great defensive performances. Now, you have to say that New England had a pretty good defensive performance against us in 53 when they held us, the Rams, to 3 points. So, even though we held them to 13, which I thought was really good, but they had a great game plan and won that game.
Coach, going back over the course of your career, and this include, I guess we can remove your dad from the equation. Who was the most interesting head coach you served under as a DC?
Most interesting.
Most interesting coach.
I've been with some great coaches, you know. And, you know, each one of them were interesting in their own way. I mean, it's hard to pick one out, but You know, I coached with Dan Reeves twice, who's won 200 games. Marty Seidenheimer's won 200 games. Buddy Ryan was interesting, that's for sure. and controversial, but he was interesting. And then Marv Levy's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, you know, I coached for him, so, you know, I can go on and on. You know, coaching for your dad is pretty neat, though. You know, I mean, that's, you know, that's my best. But all those guys, almost everybody I worked for was outstanding.
Did you ever think you would serve as a defensive coordinator for someone that was that much your junior, Sean McVay? I mean, that's a true testament to just the staying power you have had in the NFL.
Well, I didn't. You know, I coached with now Gary Kubiak. You know, was a Super Bowl winner as a head coach too, and you know he was playing when I coached at Denver the first time, so he's a lot younger. And of course, Sean is very young, but he's not young in football knowledge. He knows a lot of football, and that's amazing for his age. But he really does.
Coach, I know we have a lot of Bronco fans in the area, so I got to make sure we talk about this. And again, it's in the book, Son of Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life. You talked about a game ball being signed and given to you by the team. And I know it's a very special part of this book. And you make point that you have received several game balls, but you had never received a game ball from the entire defense. And I'm sure Bronco fans would love to hear this story.
Yeah, you know, they give out game balls and some coaches, it's a head coach that gives them out to the team or coaches or whoever. They, you know, after a ball game, they see who played good and they give a game ball. And so I've had quite a few in my career. And before the game we played, I talked to the team and I'd lost my dad. You know, and it'd been a couple of years, but. You know, I always think about him, and I said, you know, you need to play for somebody else besides yourself. I mean, you know, you play the game, and yeah, you're playing for yourself, but I said, pick out somebody that you would play this game for and play for them too, and I think it'll help you play better. And I said, I'm dedicating this game to my dad, you know, and I'm going to coach it for him. And I really do that every year. I don't tell the team every year, but so after the game, we won, and, you know, we played good and won the game, and they gave out the game balls, and, you know, I don't know who got them, but whoever got them. But then when we came back to practice the next day, the players said, we want to give you a game ball. And it really meant, I mean, it still sends chills through me. I mean, it was something special that, you know, that never happened to me.
I know you conclude the book by talking about how great it was to win Super Bowl 50 and that Super Bowl ring, but really the premise of this book, nothing could compare to the time you spent with your dad on the football field, right? I mean, that's kind of what I took from it.
That's it, yeah. That's exactly it, you know. Football's a game, you know, but my dad was life to me. It was my life, certainly, and influenced it. And I want everybody to kind of see him, I wrote it to honor him.
Well, Coach, it's definitely been fun to talk with you over the last 15 or 20 minutes. You're one of my favorite follows on Twitter, so before I let you go, you got to throw out the Twitter handle so people can give you a follow on social media if they're not following you already.
Yeah, it's at Son of Bum, and if you read the book or get the book, read it, and tell me how you liked it on Twitter, and ask me a question if you want to. So.
Coach, thank you so much for the time. I know we kind of bounced all over the place. I just had so many questions I wanted to ask you in a very short period of time, so hopefully that was okay for you.
I appreciate it. You did a good job. Well, thank you.
Excellent conversation with legendary football coach Wade Phillips. Don't forget to check out the book, Son of Bum, Lessons My Dad Taught Me About Football and Life. It is available right now. I promise you it's a terrific read. And with that, we are out of time on this edition of Drive Time Sports. I want to thank Coach Wade Phillips and also Coach Phil Howa for taking out the time to join us. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. We are going to talk a lot of UFC. We're going to be joined by Michael Bisping. He's a former UFC middleweight champion and also the only British fighter to ever win a UFC championship. We'll talk to him, and we'll also catch up with Larry Pepe. The entire show will be dedicated to UFC. That's coming up tomorrow right here on Drive Time Sports. Be safe. I am out.